the OTV Sports app. Listen to OTV Sports Radio 24/7, plus all your favorite podcasts, including OTV Gold.
Are you a complete rookie?
The OTV Sports app, available to download now from your app store. The OTV Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Let's move back to the GAA story that we've been covering over the last 24 hours or so. And I'm delighted to say David Herity is with us. Of course, people, David, know you as a former Camogie manager, a current hurling manager with Kildare, a former goalkeeper with Kilkenny. One of the other reasons that we wanted to talk to you this morning is that you're a teacher. And so, you know, you're fundamentally aware of what it's actually like to be going into an environment at the moment, and then also working in the intercounty sphere. So how are you getting on?
Everything's going very well at the moment there. Yeah, school-wise, look, the children are delighted to be back. I think all the teachers are extremely delighted to be back and that we're not doing a remote learning. I think even any coach or manager that's out there, and I feel sorry for if the under-20 and the minor campaigns are going to be pulled there this morning. It's extremely tough when you're trying to communicate with your players or your teachers online. It's just very difficult to try and get that personal element to the whole thing. So I'm delighted that we're in the schools. The children are as well. I know they claim that they'd love to be at home in their beds and kind of doing some work in that kind of way. But I think when, you know, we talked about there the last day, when you start taking away that aspect of they can't go out at lunchtime and play soccer or run around with their friends, then, you know, I think that changes all their opinions as well, that they love being back in school. And it's extremely well run. I'm down a new school in St. Mary's and Thomas down in Kilkenny, and everything is going extremely well so far. So and staying back with Kildare, we're back now just 3 weeks. We're 3 weeks behind, I suppose, most of the county ourselves. Leash and Offaly a little bit that way, but things have gone extremely well over the last while, so we're looking forward to the championship now the weekend.
And how do the players feel? I mean, you know, obviously some of them are going to be reluctant to come forward, but some of them are going to come forward and talk about the doubts that they have or their own personal scenario where they might have a vulnerable person shielding at home. What's that conversation been like for you as a manager with them?
Well, we put it out to the players, you know, even throughout lockdown, before this scenario about going back to training, how anyone would feel, but no one came up. Anyone that has, you know, any kind of symptoms, they just give us a text or give me a buzz. We have Cormac Irwin there, who's our operations officer, and, you know, anything that we're a little bit confused with, he knows all the information, would give him a buzz. If there's a few of them have been, I suppose, around scenarios where it's girlfriends or workmates that have some symptoms, again, they just stay away from training until the test results come back. And it's just like that. There's no pressure on anyone to play at any stage. I know there's a couple of lads that are injured at the moment, and they obviously can't come near training, which is unfortunate to them. They can't, you know, they have to stay away because you're trying to limit the numbers that you have at training. But I know in a couple of their circumstances, they would have had people at home, vulnerable people at home, so it's kind of worked out well. We may not have had them back if they weren't injured, so that's the only scenario. But apart from that, everything else has been running extremely well. No one has had any concerns, and in fact, it's kind of nearly even been the opposite. That you know, we had a lot of injuries throughout the club season, and then asking new lads to come in, they're more than happy to come in. So there seems to be a huge want to come in and play with the intercounty team. So that's great to see at the moment.
Yeah, I wonder, is that a function of the split season where players get the love of it for playing for their club and then don't feel like it's going to be a burden to go and join the county, particularly from a shortened season? Look, maybe we'll come back to that at some point, because I'd love to hear thoughts on that more generally. I did want to ask you what you made of the debate that happened over the last 24 hours. The government made, NPHET made a distinction and said elite sport can go ahead. The government said, grand, we're going to go with that. And then there was this massive outpouring of like, no, you can't let the GAA go ahead, it's ridiculous. And then everybody calmed down a little bit. And now 24 hours on, we've had a poll and there's been a massive switch from 56% yesterday saying don't have it. And now it's a majority saying do have it. I think by the time the games come around, people will be like, actually, maybe it's a good thing that we're able to learn a little bit from the first lockdown and do a bit more than we're doing this time than we did the last time.
Yeah, I agree. Look, the GAA aren't going to pull the championship. There's 15 million there at the moment, and if you, it's a bit like even you take it back into the the education side of things, that if there's a storm outside and the principal pulls and say you can all go home, then you have to make back up the days. So no one wants that. You're waiting for the department to actually call that. So it's the same as well with the GA. There's 15 million there. They're not going to give up that. If they pull it, they lose that. If the government do, well, then at least they might give them a chance to keep on to something. So we're firing away as normal. I think, geez, even the weekend there, you'd find yourself, there's very little on TV. All of a sudden, then the football, I found myself watching the Cavan Kildare football match, which I don't think I ever would. you know, it's just something just to keep yourself occupied while it's on. When you're making dinner for the week, then it's nice to have it on in the background. Even there the other night, you know, watching a tip and the Clare games, you find yourself, there's only a certain amount of looking back at games that you can do. But, you know, it is going to be run off extremely quickly, all this. It is being looked after very well at the moment, and there aren't any cases so far that we're aware of anyway, last week, of any contact happening, from the actual playing on the field. So, you know, even training-wise, it's run extremely professional. Any of the setups are owned. The lads come in their own cars individually. They go out onto the field. The sanitizer there for everyone. They come in, they get their feed, and off they go. So I think sometimes maybe it's certain people maybe from the outside are looking at it and kind of thinking, maybe, Jesus, we're all in dressing rooms. Every single lad is in dressing rooms and they're having showers and so on, and that this is what it's leading to. But I think if it's run extremely well, I think a lot of the inter-county setups and managers will learn a huge amount from the club scene as well in county finals. And I think if there are any success after Leinster finals or All Ireland or whatever it is, I think the managers will, you know, have a fair old bit of cop on there to kind of understand that there has to be extremely controlled in anything that goes on from here on, that they'll have learned a huge amount from the clubs.
The thing to compare with the club season as well, David, is that we are in a different state nationally. Like, this was pre-level 3 when we saw all these scenes. Maybe I'm being totally naive to say that personal responsibility will be shown, but surely we will see some toning down in the jubilation once we get to All-Ireland final week. And then I'm talking about All-Ireland final week. If a Mayo does win it, like, surely we have the ability to learn from what we saw in Cork, in Blackrock, and in all the other instances we saw as well. We're in a different stage now in the stage of this virus.
Definitely. I think everyone has kind of realised that, you know, it needed kind of probably the second slap on the wrist and to go back into another 6 weeks. But the thought of when the All-Ireland final does come around, we'll be heading into the 6 week lockdown has just finished at that stage. Then on the second, the thought of anyone going into another lockdown, a third one then, or for, as I said, some certain counties, the fourth lockdown, there's not a chance. They'll make sure that I think everything is nice and relaxed. As much as they can, and people can celebrate in their own homes as well. I think just what happened after certain county finals, and it was just a couple of videos that came out, that it was just absolutely off the charts what was going on. I think, yeah, it's not going to be as parochial as well. Like, you know, everyone in the one village celebrating, you're not going to have that as much. I think everyone will enjoy it, but just enjoy it in their own homes. And I think you'll see a lot more of the celebrations going on that way rather than that whole collective from the whole club.
David, we let you go. We know you've got to get to school. One last question on how things are actually going for you guys. Big year for Kildare Hurling, big opportunity for you to mix it with at a slightly higher level as well. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going very well. We're quite fortunate that we got an extra week of training in. We didn't go back until the 8th of October because a lot of our lads were, obviously the club championship was delayed, and then we're only at semi-final stage and most of our team would be involved there. And then I suppose our first decent training session when everyone would have been on the 12th, but thankfully we were able to go back the 8th with three extra sessions in. There's been a huge interest in, you know, even the players that have performed extremely well at club level to come in and join in with the panel over the last few weeks. And like you spoke about already there, but it's only a six-week campaign, so there is a huge interest there as well. But it's going extremely well. We'll obviously know a hell of a lot more on Saturday when we go out and play Offaly, who are, you know, who will be extreme favourites. But we'll see. Yeah, there's Derry's Downs, the Wicklows, Roscommon, Sligo's. There's I'd say apart from taking Offaly out of it, it's extremely competitive. And then, so there is that kind of bit of a cherry at the end of it, that two teams do qualify out of the Christy Ring as well. So that's going to be, you know, every team there will feel that they have a chance there to get promoted this year. So yeah, it's very exciting.
No, it's a brilliant competition. David, great to talk to you as always. Thanks a million.
Not about it all, Ger. Thank you, lads. See you on.
David Hardy there, the current Kildare manager, used to be working with the Dublin Camogie team, and obviously more famous from his playing days as the Kilkenny number one goalkeeper and an All-Ireland winner in his time. OTB.
AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.